hour number two, three and out. It's brought to you by Volunteer State Insurance Brokers. Kind of ran that together. It's the Volun State right here. Volunteer State Insurance Brokers. And they work for you, not the insurance companies. They'll shop across the entire Volunteer State, the entire state of Tennessee for you. Find the best deal possible. And mention Fan Run Radio, and they'll never charge you a brokerage fee ever, ever, ever. Health insurance, life insurance, they got you covered. It's David Britt and his team, B-R-I-T-T, David Britt. He's one of 37. He's a diehard UT fan. Probably been living and dying with the Coach Dougs as we try and return to glory.
Feels like 98.
UT alum, diehard Vols fans, David Britt and his team with Volunteer State Insurance Brokers. Hit them up, 865-224-3243. That's 865-224-3243. Or email davidbritt at volunteerstateinsurance.com for a free quote. Or you can chat right through the website, volunteerstateinsurance.com. They got you covered. Health insurance, life insurance, for any stage that you're in, contact Volunteer State Insurance today. I asked this question about recruiting a while back. And you said, no, you don't think so. I said, do you think they've changed some of their philosophy here?
I didn't say that. I said, of course they have, because it's been different. It's been a quarantine. Remember? Do you listen to the show?
Yes, but you said you don't think this is a change in the type of players that they're targeting.
No, not the type of players, just the way they're going about it.
So maybe that's why they're – this is – wait. So you're saying we could have been at the top of the recruiting rankings a long time ago if Jeremy Pruitt had laxed his they got a visit rule?
Like I don't know about – I mean, maybe. That did seem weird at the time. Oh, you didn't camp with us, so nope, sorry. No right. offer. It's like, well, yeah. why – these kids haven't camped. Maybe sometimes when you know, and there's some guys like, I'll just like see them in camp first.
Mm-hmm.
But in a quarantine and they can't camp, you just got to go with the evaluation. Got to just watch the tape. Work like heck.
Yeah.
Feels good, though.
I wonder if that will change, though. If they get some players that never camped and they're pretty good, you know, maybe we should, maybe we'll make some
ease off the whole got to camp thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd say if it pans out, yeah, you probably just say, I don't worry about it. You'd ask them to camp still, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be preferable, I guess.
That was also his first year. Like, I get it. New coach, I'm not sure if I want to camp. I got offers from all these other schools already. You're not going to offer me unless I camp. They were a little bit behind on the evaluation for that year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got no problem with it.
Okay. All right.
Still mad Dylan Brooks got dropped to a 4-star, though.
Still gets you, huh?
There's no reason. They just did it to do it. Biggest drop in the top 100.
I don't understand it at all. It makes no sense. Nothing happened. That's my big thing. Like, how could you change? How can you lower his rating? How can he be a worse player?
I think their argument was, the other guys that we finally evaluated are just better.
Yeah, but his rank, his points
I know,
went
I know.
Down.
Yeah,
you know, that's different.
Well, it just proves that they don't know what they're doing, really.
Oh. Wow.
Well, they said after watching tape of other players and him, he's just not a 5-star. It's like, then why did you have him as a 5-star?
Right. That's on you.
I'm with you, though. It's like, okay, here's his ranking. Here's where we think he is. So is that a sliding scale? So if people are better, you're worse, obviously. But that should be relative, not this guy's better than him, so drop the other guys. Like, what are you doing? What?
Mm-hmm.
You had him as a 99 point whatever, and now he's a 98. Why? Anyway. I don't want to get caught up on it. I don't want to get in a fight.
We're in enough fights already, right?
Thanks to you.
Me?
And Friday.
It wasn't me.
That was fun.
It was you.
It was not me.
Yes, it was.
No.
Yes, I had to answer texts and DMs all weekend because of you.
Did they bring up my letter?
They did.
Oh.
Did they like my article?
Yes. Well, they, I don't know if they liked it. They read it. They, well,
if they read it, they liked
certain
it.
People said, you're welcome for the content.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice of them to reach out.
Brian's come back around, though. I don't know if you saw it.
He did.
Yeah, he's in on Doug's now because Georgia hates it. So now I can't hate it if Georgia hates it because I hate Georgia, which I respect.
Right.
I respect the petty.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
There you go.
Little philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Willosophy.
A little Willosophy.
It's pretty good.
Now he's a philosophizer. What'd you think of Doug's...
Oh, you didn't know what a Yagoogly was?
Big Cat threw Doug's delivering the Maxim speech. Felt like he was a little too... I mean, they're saying it's like maybe the most legendary pregame speech of all time, except maybe, you know, Herb Brooks before the 1980 Russia, you know, tilt.
I didn't see it. Was it good?
Big Cat read the game maxims in the most awkward, slow possible way ever. I see this.
Press the kicking game.
Yeah.
For here is where the breaks He's like, are made.
Oski?
What? He doesn't know what Oski is?
He was just...
I mean, it's an older term, don't get me wrong, but everyone knows Oski.
I think he was very deliberate. I think he wanted to make sure he didn't mess anything up.
What does Oski mean?
So he, you know...
I always thought Oski was an interception.
Like, that's what you say when you throw in, like, Oski!
No, it's when you get it.
Oh, Oski, yeah!
Oh, yeah. Oski is the traditional defensive call that a player uses to inform his teammates that he will intercept the ball. The Oski call alerts the other defenders so that they know they need to start blocking for the return. Oski.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm about to pick this off.
Or even after you catch it and you start running, if they're still covering.
Oski, stuff. Oski. Yeah. Yeah, so everybody turns around and... Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. That General Nealon, man. He was ahead of his time.
Mm-hmm. But now Big Cat just read the maxims. I just saw a video that said this may be the greatest pregame speech since Herb Brooks in 1980. So I watched it, and it was just Big Cat kind of
ball Oski cover block cut and slice pursue and gang.
I mean, he read them like, you know, he just moved through it, but it wasn't like a
who put a question mark on the teleprompter Oski.
So Will's gained 7 pounds eating burgers after the 50 burgers.
Well, pretty smart move by Will, because now that SEC play has started, probably not going to hang too many more 50 burgers.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my whole thought process. My thought
Don't lie to me, Will.
I'm not lying to you. The thought process is, okay, I'm a skinny kid. I get cold easily. I need to bulk for winter, especially if the second wave of COVID comes.
For winter? It's late spring.
He's got a lot of bulking to do.
I got a lot of bulking to do. And so I saw it as an advantage to make some content. I enjoy hamburgers, but I even more enjoy 50 burgers. And so I wanted to just have some. It's an excuse to eat cheeseburgers, really.
There you go.
For once, I'd like to impart some wisdom on the show.
Okay.
This is pretty good. Does anyone have an idea of where Oski originated? Obviously, I mean, most people think, since it's a Maxim game.
Oh, I don't think it was Nealon, his, but no, I don't know.
It actually was General Nealon who came up
with it.
It
was.
This is a Kentucky Prep Gridiron article, but as far as the history, it said, you know, there are other percussive words regularly used in football like hut or hike. Well, while that may be the unintended consequential happenstance of Oski, it appears to have little to do with its origin. Coach Barry Switzer of Oklahoma in the 1970s, according to some online research we have done, told a player of his at Oklahoma that Tennessee's legendary coach, Bob Nealon, had a dog named Oski, saying, ball, Oski, or wait, and that Nealon would pitch his dog a ball, saying, ball, Oski, ball, to indicate he would like for Oski to catch it and return it to him as part of their mutual play. There is another story floating about that Oski was Nealon's bird dog who would catch the birds that the general shot while hunting right out of the air before the game could even hit the ground. Both of those stories sound grand, but we couldn't find either corroborated anywhere else.
Well, there you go. Now you know. Now you're a smarter football fan.
So he brought the word to football. I'm in on that. You don't hear it much anymore, though, do you?
Oski. No.
It's a good word.
I never heard of it before.
I feel like that's a lot to think of as I'm like, oh, here comes a pass. caught it. I'm just thinking green grass and end zone, mm-hmm. and he wants me to yell Oski.
What else they yelled? I know Peter is the, like, get away from the football.
On punts.
On punts, yeah. Are there other terms? Like
Omaha.
In basketball, we talk Omaha. But that's pre-snap. Like, how many things do players really yell?
Basketball, there's wolf.
Wolf, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
On the snap.
Wolf.
After the snap.
Well, there's no snaps in basketball, so.
No. I'm still talking about football. He switched it back to basketball. In basketball.
You asked for basketball.
No. In basketball, you talk all the time. You're supposed to communicate. Yada, yada.
Wolf.
How many other things in football can you even. And with the mouthpieces in, like, is this even a thing anymore?
Oski. You can still get that out there, I think.
Okay.
Oski.
I would know what you meant if we were playing defense.
I just scream, I got the ball, fools, block. It's a lot to get out, too. Maybe Oski just makes more sense.
If they're wearing the mouth guard, they just start pointing. That one.
Yeah, but then you can get a taunting call because you're just pointing at players that you're about to run over.
Yeah, it is 2020. Like they probably would. Oh, they're taunting.
Yeah.
Oski the Bear is the official mascot of the University of California, Berkeley.
That bear's name is Oski?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There's no E on the end of it, though.
Just an I?
Yeah, so O-S-K-I.
Okay.
All right.
No, O-S-K. I'm sorry.
Did you hurt yourself?
Will has hit his hand reaching up three times today.
That's why he's got to bulk up. You take the pounding of three and out. I
have to get him some gloves or something. Padded gloves.
Yeah, the COVID-19 coordinator did not provide me with any gloves.
Why would I give you gloves?
So I can protect my knuckles and also not spread any diseases.
He needs like padded lineman gloves, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go buy some UFC nucks.
You're 18. I'm not worried about you catching it.
There you go. But then he could pass it to someone with a grandmother.
I don't care. No one over here that's been coming into the station. That's all I got to worry about is the station. Mm.
That's very short-sighted of you.
You gave me the title.
I did?
Yeah, you and Billy. After I couldn't become leader of North Korea.
We did vote.
Supreme leader of North Korea.
Yeah, you outvoted, outcounted me. Well, I'm mad at Texas, Houston.
Texas.
Not the state, just the University of.
Yeah. It was a bad week for Texas.
Yeah, can.
It was a bad week.
Can I tell people why I'm mad at Texas when we come back?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with you?
First of all, I want everyone to know they're ranked 12th in the recruiting rankings.
Okay.
But yeah, they're picking fights that they probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll come back with that next. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN. Van Run Radio.
American Environmental is an industrial cleaning contractor that's been performing services in the East Tennessee area for years. Services include automated hands-free hydroblasting at pressures at 40,000 PSI, wet and dry vacuum truck services, hazardous and non-hazardous waste transportation, as well as dry ice blasting. There's one way to make sure the situation is resolved and efficiently done. Call the pros at American Environmental. Visit AmericanENVINC.com. That's AmericanENVINC.com. We get the job done.
Looking for hand sanitizer? National RX and Farragut has guidance.
You head on over to fanrunradio.com. You can get in on the Starch Madness. With Crown Cleaners. Appreciate you using Crown Cleaners, supporting local business right here in Knoxville. And if you use their coupon, you can get your fourth shirt free when you have three cleaned at Crown Cleaners. And you can use it as many times as you want. So if you have 8 or 12, like every fourth one will be absolutely free with Crown Cleaners, as it's Starch Madness right here on Fan Run Radio. Go to fanrunradio.com, click the promo button right there on the homepage, and you can get that coupon through Crown Cleaners. Also, at fanrunradio.com, we've got a post by Billy Williford titled, Texas football would be Tejas football without Tennessee. For some reason, the University of Texas is worried about a small high school in Tennessee. Just the thought of a state university like the fake UT being worried about a high school team is laughable.
All this over the Longhorn logo?
Yes.
I'm on Texas's side.
There's a stunner.
You could at least wait it a minute before. You could at least let me mention, you know, break it down for a second before you completely.
Why?
I'll get into that here in a minute.
Stephen Long, the supervisor of athletics for Johnson County High School, or Johnson County Schools, excuse me, the entire system, I guess, said, quote, "The University of Texas has asked the school system to change the Longhorn logo. Texas sent the school a cease and desist letter claiming copyright infringement." So Johnson, okay, I'm from South Carolina originally, came up, went to Maryville College, stayed in this area forever. My first year out of school, I was an assistant boys basketball coach, Bearden High School, under the legendary Mark Blevins.
Go Dogs.
And the schedule comes out.
Shut up, Will.
I didn't say anything yet.
And I see
preemptive
on the schedule that we're opening the season playing a tournament. And it wasn't really a tournament. I guess back then they called them the Hall of Fame games. We had a couple games scheduled in this, like, you know, where multiple teams were coming to
Jamboree.
Johnson County. No, these counted. This was after the Jamboree. So we had the Knox County Jamboree at Thompson Bowling. First games, two games on a weekend. I guess it was the weekend right before Thanksgiving. Johnson County, Tennessee. And my ignorant brain went, no, surely that's Johnson City. Like, Johnson City, that's probably the big city in Johnson County. It's like, okay, that makes sense. We get on the bus to head up to Johnson County, and we're rolling through, you know, whatever that is, Sullivan County, right? Johnson City area. And I'm like, okay, we're almost there, right? And they're like, oh, no, buddy. We're going to Johnson County. This is Johnson City, you ignorant fool. I was like, oh. We get up to Johnson County, which is the upper east. A lot of people think Bristol's in the corner of Tennessee. No. Bristol is up there. It's obviously on the state line. Johnson County is east of Bristol and still in the state. It is literally the upper right corner of the state. Mountain City is the most populous city in Johnson County. And we went up there. That was the only place I could get a cell reception, was at the high school.
Whew.
And apparently Coach Blevins was a legend there because he's the only time they'd ever made the state tournament at that time in basketball. He had been their coach.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And then we were playing Sullivan, I think South, might have been East. Their coach had been a player on that team. So he had like two of the local legends coaching against each other. And that place was hopping. I mean, it was packed to the gills.
Like Texas high school football?
Yes, like Texas high school football. And I liked it because they always called you by the county name and then the school name on the PA every single time. They're like, tie up, possession arrow, Knox Bearden.
Knox Bearden.
Yeah. You know, Sullivan South. It's just the way they roll up there. So anyway, they're the Longhorns. They got the Longhorn. They use the Longhorn, you know, logo. And apparently, but, you know, it's maroon or it's white because those are their colors.
Oh, okay.
It's never orange. It's never burnt orange. In fact, they even outline theirs, if it's on a dark color, they outline theirs in white.
Change it up.
It's not technically this exact same mark, although it is very close.
Could they not just, like, tweak it a little bit? Like,
make their horns curly?
Or just a little bit longer, maybe?
Well, you know, the best suggestion I saw was
put a nose ring on that bad boy.
That was one of them. Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I was just making that up.
Yeah.
Great minds.
Just turn it upside down.
Now that got some real issues.
Somebody put eyes, a nose, and a smiling mouth on it and said, just use it as a parody for use.
Nah, that doesn't, you know, you gotta intimidate. Logo's got to be intimidating. You know, like the beard and bulldog.
The banana.
You don't want him just. You don't want it to look like a real bulldog. It's got to be kind of snarling and mean looking.
So
a tree.
Yeah,
an anchor.
Texas
is scary.
Texas is coming after the Longhorn logo. You know what's funny though? A Texas Tech account said, I did a quick search on a Texas website, and there are 11 schools in Texas with logos similar to Texas Longhorns. Wonder if they're going after all those.
So they're coming at, is this because Tennessee's recruiting well? Like, are they just like, we gotta start a fight?
I don't know. And then there's a school in Texas that not only uses the Power T on their helmet, it's freaking orange.
That's the Power T, all right.
Yeah.
But that's outlined in black and white.
So shall we fire back?
Yep. Two can play at this game.
You should. Mm-hmm.
Davey, why are you pro-Texas on this one?
It's not that I'm necessarily pro-Texas. It's that under copyright law, if you allow someone to continue to use your logo, you can lose the rights to that logo.
Well, what about the 9 schools in Texas?
They should go after them as well.
Do you know how many schools, high schools, though, use pro and or college logos?
It's a ton.
Like, yeah.
It's a ton.
There's a Gonzaga Bulldog on the side of Bearden High School right now.
Yeah, there's a Dallas Cowboys star on the side of a Farragut Admirals helmet.
They're the same colors, dude.
Now, that really doesn't make sense when you think about it.
Can you copy? Does the Cowboys have the 5-point star copyrighted, though?
I mean, if it's the same, it's like navy blue on the inside, then a white outline, and then a gray outline.
Which it is.
The exact same star.
Look out, Jerry Jones coming for Farragut.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jones can come to Farragut if he wants to.
Oh.
Jerry Jones is one of the very few NFL.
He's
going to
bring that yacht right
take.
Up the Tennessee River.
For a little while.
Careful what you want, Will.
If Jerry Jones is listening to this show, come on.
Bring it. Just. Texas, what are you doing? It's a small high school in Tennessee. You're going to make them get rid of all their uniforms and get new uniforms during a pandemic. Yeah. Come on,
thousands
man.
Dollars.
Boo.
You could tape something over it.
Okay, but what do you do with all of the renovations?
That logo. Just do like the circle, the red circle with a line slashed through it on top of the logo, and basically just say like Bleep Texas. That could be the new like fight song for the school, Bleep Texas. John Akery says there's a school in Raleigh that uses the Clemson Tiger Paw on their helmet.
There's a bunch.
One of our commits, the logo on the side of his helmet, I forget who this was. The logo on the side of the helmet was the Clemson paw. The colors were orange and white, but they had checkerboard end zones. Mm. Like Tennessee checkerboard end zones.
There's a bunch. The tiger paws everywhere. They're Powell Panthers. Don't they have a paw on the side? It might be a different one. I don't know.
No, it's I think it's the exact same one.
The North City is just slightly different.
Of course it is.
It's a panther paw print.
Well, I mean, if I'm just comparing it to Clemson, it's different than Clemson's. I'm not saying there's not other schools that have it that use it. I'm just saying it doesn't look exactly like Clemson's.
Yeah, no, I know. I just animal tracks are different.
Yeah.
It's a different paw. I'm a little naturey, outdoorsy, down to earth.
No, but a panther. Track animals? A panther and tiger would have different paws.
Mm-hmm.
Will's right on that one.
Let's go.
Don't they also use like the full face of a panther? Sometimes.
Who?
Lenoir City? With the ears pinned back?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of schools
use that.
It's
not on the jerseys, though. Or the uniforms.
It's like the Florida Panthers, the hockey team, they got that one. It's like the full animal kind of coming at you. I feel like that one's used on a lot of different stuff.
Scary.
Like, are some of these marks just like kind of like no one's, like they're too common? Like, is the star too common? Like, you can't get a copyright on it? Is the paw print maybe too common? I don't know.
But a steer head with no...
It's a silhouette. That's the word I'm looking for.
But it's like a caricature silhouette.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just weak sauce by Texas.
I don't think...
This proves that Tom Herman is a little wimp.
Well, what Davey's saying, someone else had said that too, about, well, you have to, you know... I think it was my buddy, the patent attorney. He's like, you have to kind of go after people that use it or you could lose it. I don't think the U.S. government's going to go out of their way to be like, oh, yeah, you didn't prosecute all these high school teams using your logo. I mean, as long as you're going after people that are, you know, making rip-off Texas football jerseys with it. Like, that's it. That's the intent of the rule, right?
Mm.
Like, there's no common consumer purchasing Johnson County hoodies because the Longhorns on it when they wanted to buy a Texas hoodie.
They would have, yeah. Especially if the colors are different.
Right.
Had to be a real idiot.
Yeah, you think I can buy some gear from this Texas high school and people just think it's Tennessee, but I'll save like $14 on each item?
Ooh, that's a good question. What's the name of the high school? We should go check out their buy page. Might just be some super cheap gear.
Somebody needs to send that to us. We've just got like the big T right here. The shirt I'm wearing, right?
Like you said, save some money.
Good to go.
Yeah.
People think it's Tennessee. Weird. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. 3 and Out Wednesday. Fan Run Radio. Welcome back to 3 and Out, live from the Fan Run Studios. I'm Nate Hodges, alongside Houston Kress and Davey Hudson, Will Stevens. You go to fanrunradio.com and read more about the Texas Longhorn thing. They're going after Johnson County High School because I guess they got a lot of time on their hands. I don't know.
We are living in a pandemic.
You can go watch Will Stevens eat burgers. If you should probably do that after you eat lunch, though, so you're not doesn't make you hungry.
Yeah, it will make you hungry.
Are you using the same company's burgers each time?
Well, I'm not going to give any free ads, but I went to one fast food restaurant the first time and got the burgers, and it's the same fast food restaurant that I go in the mornings to get food from. But then I thought about it, and I don't want to go to the same restaurant to get breakfast that I go to get like 5 or 6 cheeseburgers at once from, because I don't want to be judged. So I've been going to a different fast food restaurant that's like 5 minutes away from the other restaurant. Mm. But yes, I have been used. Actually, I switched it up with 2 different restaurants. But I won't specify because no free ads. And labelless water.
There you go.
All right. Well, there's that.
Next 50 burger coming maybe against South Carolina at home?
Hopefully tonight against Auburn.
Auburn? You think 50 tonight against Auburn?
Bro, I think 50 every night. That's just me.
It's a mentality.
It's the SEC, though. I get the mentality. I'm just saying if we're talking likely, if there's one league.
I mean, he almost has 50 against Florida.
Almost. But that's the thing. 50's a lot of points.
Yeah, but once you hit 25, you're halfway there.
This is math.
I mean, there's really no arguing that logic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's less than 4 touchdowns, so you just have to score 4 more, and then you have 50.
He should go for 2 every time.
I would be fine.
Or at least
with that.
Once, so you don't get caught at 49.
It's also easier to score 50 if you are simming all of defense. Because it doesn't really take the running clock into account whenever it sims, unless you're in like the final minute and they're just trying to run clock.
Okay.
So if he's playing defense,
good to know.
He's not likely going to have as many opportunities just because clock's going to run a lot faster than what if he just simmed it.
What was the score of the Georgia game?
35-30.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 35-30.
35.
Did he play? I think he played defense all the second half as well.
Yeah. Well, Davey wrote him a letter, so. Probably why he did so over the weekend.
Probably didn't hurt.
Worked out a lot better than the last time someone did.
Mm-hmm. I like the bro. Some of the CGD talk is hysterical.
TTYL, dude.
Oh, you can read about that at fanrunradio.com. DH's letter through 3 to GD.
I did get blitzed at a baby shower. That was pretty fun.
Really?
That was true. Yeah. It was 2 weeks ago.
At a baby shower.
I wasn't expecting it going in, but you know.
Do guys go to baby showers now?
Well, it wasn't like your typical baby shower because they were just like, we're going to have a cookout for our friends because with the pandemic, whenever they scheduled everything, they didn't know what the situation was going to be like. But that's probably the first baby shower I've ever been to that wasn't a direct family member.
Mm.
So I think that still kind of stands.
Okay. was it like an open cash bar, open bar? Like, how did you get blitzed at the baby shower?
They provided all the alcohol.
Okay.
Had four or five coolers.
All right.
Help yourself.
There you go.
Sounds like a pretty good gig.
They had some barbecue, and I pretty much went in with the mindset of, I'm going to get my food and drink worth of the amount of gift I spent. I don't know if that's proper protocol, but it's the way I took it.
So you got a really nice gift?
Got a couple of gifts. You know, they were registered.
Yeah?
Wow.
It's a good friend. So,
okay.
Known him for a long time. It was really cool because...
Big money Davy Hudson over here just going all out.
Who knew?
Spending and drinking.
They were having it at a family member's house that was actually in the same neighborhood as the neighborhood my parents just moved into.
Okay.
So we were hanging out at the dock all day. And then by the time the cookout came that night, we're like, all right, time to had some several friends come over to the dock. So we were hanging out there all day. Then just walked on up to the party.
Mm, nice.
I mean, we kind of were the party.
Were you blitzed before the baby shower?
I wasn't, no.
Oh, you were, okay.
Were you on your way to being blitzed?
No.
How many had you had pre-party?
Only like two.
Okay.
I was driving the boat beforehand, you know, and it's not good to drink and drive.
Okay.
I'd advise against that.
Mm-hmm.
That is
so I was being a responsible person.
That's good. That's good. Proud of you.
My friends, on the other hand.
Yeah, you got some real winners.
It's weird.
My dad calls them the turkeys.
Do they know this? You know you're on the radio right now, right?
I know. They might be listening. My dad calls them the turkeys because he says you can't soar amongst the eagles when you trot with the turkeys.
Trot with the turkeys. Now that is wise advice.
Mm. Trotting with the turkeys.
You're such an upstanding young man. But then your friends.
It's one of the things. I love them to death, but I honestly don't know if I'd still be friends with a lot of them if I didn't meet them when I was younger.
Mm.
It's kind of like I'd still take a bullet for them, but it's because we kind of came up in the same circumstances.
Mm.
I feel like maybe you...
Common ground type of thing.
I feel like maybe you should have gone to school like out of town, like some of these... You know, these NFL guys, they talk about that. Like, yeah, the best thing for me to do was that's why I didn't go to school at the in-state school
everybody T. Higgins.
Wanted me to go to.
Like, I'm the 5-star recruit that got away, except I didn't. I just stayed here. Things could have been a lot better if I'd gone elsewhere.
Could be.
And now the turkeys are bringing you down.
Could have been a first-round draft or second-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's your problem.
Who's the Butch Jones of my life? See, but I mean, Butch was recruiting T, and T's like, yeah, I'm going elsewhere.
But you stayed. This will be like if Butch had gotten him.
Yeah, so it's like, who is the Butch in my life? Like, that convinced me to stay.
Well, who was it?
I don't know. Mm. I got to think about that one.
Mm. What other schools did you consider other than Tennessee to go to college?
For undergrad?
Yeah.
Wake Forest. Belmont.
Mm. Belmont could have been
I considered Duke, but I realized there ain't no way in hell I'm paying for that.
Not with that attitude.
You know, the reason I ended up going to Tennessee, even though I had some offers from other schools, was my dad said if I stayed close to home, he would pay for Tennessee. But then if I went somewhere else where it was more expensive, he was only going to match what Tennessee would. So I was like, you know what? I don't. I plan on going to grad school, and I know my dad's not going to pay for that. I am fortunate that my dad was willing to offer. He's one of those people, I give him bleep a lot of times because he's been very hard on me, but I understand it was only for my best interest, you know?
Yeah, he just wanted you to be a good golfer.
Yeah.
His communication skills are still rough.
That's all he wanted for you is to be a good golfer.
He always said he wanted to give his kids a better life than his parents were able to give him growing up.
Did you see the thing, the baby shower reminded me of this, the wedding deal where a guy apparently signed a non-refundable contract with a media company to video his wedding that was upcoming,
mm-hmm.
and then his fiance died in a car crash, and then he asked for his money back.
They wouldn't give it to
him? And they said, no, you signed a non-refundable contract.
Where was deal. This?
It was just going around. I saw it on Twitter. It was screenshots from Facebook, though. But that's not the wildest part. The wildest part is the media company then posted a Facebook message saying that their point of contact person that was receiving all the complaints when it went viral, because the guy, you know, when he posted, hey, this company's still trying to give, they said that their employee that was having to take all those complaints committed suicide because of the cyberbullying. from the people that were so mad that they wouldn't give them their money back.
Maybe it's a bad company policy
to not refund the money.
Yeah, especially if both sides are not winning here.
Well, then it gets even wilder because then someone pulled her a seat and found out that the girl who committed suicide, that employee, hadn't died after this incident. She had died, and I'm not even sure how, but she had died 2 years earlier while working for this company. So they went fake news to try and shame the shamers.
Well, they're done now, right? Like, it's cancel culture, so they're just out?
Well, yeah, then they posted a thing saying that they were going to honor their current obligations, but they would be booking no new appointments. So I think that company might
be. Yeah, you're
be,
done here.
So basically, I'm going to finish coaching this season, and you won't see me again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, when you lie about when someone died and why, I feel like that's when you're done here.
Especially to cover up the fact that someone else died and you were being a jerk about it.
Right. Hey, they had a good run.
Right.
Mm. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was not. I thought this was, when I first started reading through it, I thought it was going to be like a coronavirus-related thing. But no, it was actually more weirder and wilder than that. We'll come back. Final segment, hour number two, right here, Fan Run Radio. Final segment, hour number two. Alongside Houston Kress, I'm Nate Hodges. Hey, Houston, did you see the other viral video over the weekend with the reporter in his mask out
Look
on the
at
sidewalk?
No one has masks on. No one. It's just ridiculous out here. Yeah, neither does your cameraman.
Half your crew doesn't have on masks.
I love the stuff, man.
That was incredible. I mean, and he's like, back to you, Kylie, or I don't know, whatever her name is.
Got dunked on by some old man with a phone.
I found his footage too. Somebody started
the phone. Yeah,
yeah. Where he's there's a guy leaning on the tripod that's with the crew.
Didn't have a mask.
No mask. Cameraman. No mask. There was the guy holding the cameraman's cord did have a mask. So two out of the four, the guy doing the video had a mask. Two out of the four had on a mask, and the guy doing the news broadcaster. I mean, yeah, I guess no one is concerned about their health.
Where was that?
I don't know. So it was Wisconsin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Supreme
Wisconsin.
Court voted it down, like that you can't make people wear a mask, apparently, in Wisconsin.
Well, Virginia, starting on Friday, the governor has said you have to wear a mask in public.
Good luck with that.
3 months after the start of this thing, we are now ordering masks. That guy's been all over it, though, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Ralph Northam?
I mean, he's just been...
Well, I mean, the funniest thing, that this is the guy that did blackface beside a person wearing a Klan outfit in his first high school yearbook.
Jeez.
So the reply, anytime he tweets about masks, people just, there's always a reply that's like, yeah, your buddies wore masks. How'd that work out for him?
Ooh,
I mean, like, stuff like that.
Yikes. Wait, yeah. Walked into that one.
Did you say high school?
Was it college?
I think it was like grad school.
Mm. Oh, whatever.
Like I said, this guy's been all over it.
Yeah. It makes it even worse. Because at least you can use the
I was young and
high
stupid.
School. Yeah,
yeah,
I was like, yeah. It was just dumb. But, I mean, once you get to that point.
Not to mention it's...
It's bad either way, yeah, but it's at least if you're trying to deflect the blame.
Unreal. Well, and I don't know if you saw over the long weekend, a lot of some media entities finally started getting a hold of data on New York sending the coronavirus, people recovering from coronavirus, how they forced them back into nursing homes, and how many deaths that had caused, and it was very, very, very bad. Like, if you find a place that will actually give you accurate numbers, over half coronavirus deaths have been in nursing homes. Not just elderly people, but in nursing homes.
Right.
And that's all come out of Europe at first. Then it's been coming out of other states that are accurately trying to report those numbers. New York has done everything they can to block those numbers from coming out. And then even when they did come out, the latest thing that they're doing is, oh, well, if they die in the hospital, that's not a nursing home death, even if they caught the coronavirus because they're in a nursing home with... So, I mean, these governors sent people with coronavirus back into nursing homes because they didn't want their hospitals to be overwhelmed, which they never were, never were going to be.
And killed more people.
Killed more people. And then refused to send doctors into the nursing homes to treat nursing home patients because they didn't want the doctors to take it back to the hospitals. So forgive me if I'm out on the whole train of thought that, like, Nate, if you're not wearing a mask, you might kill my grandmother. No, Andrew Cuomo killed your grandmother. It wasn't me from not wearing a mask. Like, breaking news, if I don't have coronavirus and I don't wear a mask, I'm not going to give you coronavirus.
But, Nate, the media tells me he's the best governor in the world.
Like, I mean, it's the same thing. They waited months to start cleaning the damn subways.
Mm-hmm.
They ran less trains. How much sense does that make? We're going to run less trains.
We're
going to
pack you even tighter together.
Let's run less trains so that, you know, 80 subway drivers can sit at home and zoom in. Like, but let's expose everyone else to more coronavirus. Give me a break. I get so mad when I hear the little billboard ads on stations in this town honoring our frontline workers at this health place.
Well, like, no, I mean,
two people in the hospital. They're laid off. It's annoying. How about we need some reality checks?
I think a lot of that is like the, hey, look at us, how much we care. We care so much. Thank you to the frontline workers.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, that's sad.
Not that they're probably not thankful, but it's more of a, hey, look how
look
thankful
at me.
We
I want
are.
Credit.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what annoys me.
It's kind of like how there's a bunch of ad companies that are like throwing out, like, we're with the class of 2020 graduates,
yeah,
because,
yeah,
and like trying to make the class of 2020 want their company more.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, some businesses are doing things to help the graduates.
Many businesses are.
But a lot of it's just like, oh my God, we're so sorry that you don't have graduation. We are with you. Buy our stuff.
It's like the we're all in this together thing. Like, I don't know. Like, so I. Some of that stuff is done the right way, and some of it just annoys
it's
the
pandering.
Crap out of me.
That's going to be my favorite clip, though. Andrew Cuomo killed your grandmother. Go back from the show and get that off.
Mm, thanks.
You're welcome.
I mean, give a sound drop.
A lot of those people probably were grandmothers.
I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The U.S. death totals are plummeting, though, so that's great news.
That's, yeah.
Yesterday, 774. The day before, May the 25th, was 505. That is the lowest total since March the 29th. And that's deaths. That's not even confirmed cases. That's, mm-hmm, you know, all that kind of stuff. Oh, another coronavirus topic. Did you see the New York Times post? Was it 100,000 name? Or the headline was 100,000.
Yes, and the sixth name
had been murdered,
but had then tested positive post-mortem.
Yeah, I guess the U.S.
adds up. Makes sense.
The U.S. total deaths hit 100,000, and so they posted a list of names, and then wrote about how it wasn't a list of names and how it was incalculable as they actually calculated 100,000. Anyway, it was, and then some blue check with a lot of followers was like, I don't have the time to do this, but how far do you think you have to go down until you find somebody on here whose cause of death wasn't COVID? And so people are like, oh, okay, I'll look into it. It was the sixth person. Six out of 100,000. Sixth. Gunshot wound. Murdered.
Maybe the bullet was tipped with coronavirus.
Maybe that was it.
Like in Jaws 2 when he puts the poison.
So stupid.
It's like those tribes in the Amazon that dip their spears,
yeah,
on the poison frogs, mm-hmm, so that when they hit something, it kills it.
And I was talking to a pharmacist who said, well, I hope that this will kind of help us be better prepared for a future pandemic that might be much worse. You know, it's nice that we got a pandemic that wasn't like Ebola type,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
like
yes,
killer,
yes,
type stuff. And I think, while I think that's a good point, I also, though, worry that we're going to have a little boy who cried wolf impact here, too. Like, if we get another pandemic in 10, 20, 4, you know, whatever years, like, people are going to be like, ah, I remember that coronavirus. You people freaked out about that and made us wear masks even though it was going away and, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and then it's going to be worse, you know? We know now that any pandemic is going to be weaponized by people, just any people to benefit whatever they want to benefit.
2020.
Great.
What a year.
Mm-hmm. And we can't even get Major League Baseball players and owners to agree on things, which is annoying. And I'm not saying I'm on the players or owners' side. I don't, without knowing what the revenue would be, I feel like in this trying time, as we say, I feel like the owners and the players should just sit down and be like, all right, here's how much money there's going to be. How can we split it? Because a lot of people are saying like, well, this guy's worth $2 billion. He should just pay all of this.
Isn't the plan a smaller schedule, though? So you're not going to be playing as many games?
Yeah, it's like 82 games. How many are there?
It's 162, I believe.
I know, and they're proposing an 82-game schedule.
So half, essentially? I did see where, like, the players who make the most money would take the biggest cut, obviously, but even percentage-wise, because they want to make sure that the guys who make league minimum are still making roughly league minimum. Why would you not? So what are they going to do? You're going to sit out and not play, not make any money, as opposed to playing half a schedule and making something?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't either.
It seemed like people were mad at the players at first. Then when these numbers came out from the owner's proposal, people were mad at the owners. But these deals, to me, but these owner-player things, when they can't get a deal done, it's kind of like a marriage. Like, if a marriage ends in divorce, like, the marriage failed. Like, you can't, like, no one can be like, well, I was a perfect husband or wife.
Mm.
That other person's the person. And typically, a lot of people say that, and it's like, you can only really grade it on one scale. If you got divorced, marriage failed. That's it.
Pretty cut and dry.
If the person was different than you thought they were, then you kind of messed up with the selection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you don't have to judge individual. I don't have to judge the owners or the players. I can just be like, Major League Baseball right now, as a whole thing,
is failing
because it doesn't exist basically at the moment. Now maybe hopefully they figure it out and quickly. I guess we'll see.
It is still negotiation. So
right. This might be the only
get as much as you yeah
kind of setting the table and then let people freak out and then they can be like, okay, well we'll take a little bit of a hit and did it. I don't know. Hopefully they get it going.